Another story now, a United Nations tribunal has given its verdict on a 15-year investigation into who assassinated Lebanon's former prime minister, Rafiq al-Hariri. As NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports, the ruling still leaves a lot of questions.
It was 2005. Chaos, cars on fire, a giant hole in the road at the Beirut waterfront. This video posted online captures the moments after the explosion that killed Lebanon's former prime minister, Rafiq al-Hariri, and 21 others. The assassination was a turning point in Lebanon's history. Massive popular protests followed. They were in opposition to the presence of Syrian troops in the country, who then left. Hariri had opposed Syria's control over Lebanon. Many believe Syria and its ally, the Iranian-backed militia Hezbollah, were behind his killing. Today, more than 15 years on, a United Nations tribunal at The Hague in the Netherlands ruled on four defendants tried in absentia.
The trial chamber, therefore, finds Salim Jamil Ayash guilty as a co-perpetrator of count one.
The court said this senior member of Hezbollah led the operation to kill Hariri. But it also acquitted three others and said it had no evidence that Hezbollah's leadership or Syria were responsible. So how will this verdict be interpreted in Lebanon, where Hezbollah still plays a major military and political role?
In a way, this verdict allows everyone to interpret it the way he or she wants.
This is Emil Hokayem, a Lebanese Middle East analyst at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
There's enough that Hezbollah can use to demonstrate its innocence. There's enough that critics of Hezbollah can use to allege that Hezbollah was the perpetrator of the assassination. So it's a verdict, but it's not a conclusive one.
There have been fears that the trial could reignite sectarian violence in Lebanon. In fact, those fears have slowed down the cleanup of the massive explosion at Beirut port 2 weeks ago.
Today we didn't have enough volunteers to come because everyone was scared.
John Ashar is one of many Lebanese volunteers helping victims of the explosion that killed 180 people and left thousands homeless. Ultimately, he thinks the trial will have little impact.
Nowadays people don't care, even if it was a prime minister. I don't care. Yeah. I lost my friends. I lost my parents' friends.
With their city devastated and their economy in ruins, Ashar says Lebanese have...